Scene 13 of The Soul's Awakening. A large reception room in the house of Hilary. When the curtain opens, Hilary and Romanus in conversation. Later, Capacius, Felix Balda, the secretary, Philea. Hilary. It pains me to confess to you, my friend, the knot of destiny which forms itself here in our circle nearly crushes me. What can we build upon with nothing firm? The friends of Benedictus keep aloof, through you, from all your aims, and Strada's burdened and torn by bitter agonies of doubt. A man who often shrewdly and with hatred has been opposed to all our occult strivings was able to point out to him that he has been quite wrong about his mechanism, and that it in itself will be unworkable, not just because of outer hindrances. Life has not favored me with any fruits. I wished for deeds, yet thoughts which could have brought them to fruition never came to me. Soul emptiness has tortured me most sharply. Only my spirit vision has upheld me, and yet in Strada's case I was deceived. Romanus. I often felt as if a dreadful nightmare were pressing painfully upon my soul. When, through the current of events, your words could gravely show themselves in error, and thus your spirit vision seemed illusion. The nightmare grew to be my inner guide. Through it a feeling was released in me that now can well illuminate my judgment. You trusted spirit vision much too blindly, and so as error it appears to you, when nonetheless it leads you toward the truth. In Strada's case you were correct, despite the things that super-clever man thought up. Hilary, your faith still does not waver. You hold fast to the opinion which you had of Strada? Romanus, I came to it for reasons unrelated to Strada's friends. They are still valid, whether his mechanism may prove true or faulty. Supposing he has made mistakes with it, well, man, through error, finds the way to truth. Hilary, the failure does not disconcert you, you whom life has offered nothing but success? Romanus, success comes if you are not afraid of failure. We have to understand the occult view in its true meaning for our special case. It shows us clearly how to think of Strada. He certainly will prove victorious in battles that lay open spirit portals. Undaunted, he will stride to pass the threshold where stands the guardian of the spirit land. I've taken deeply to my heart the word which this stern guardian at the threshold spoke. I sense his presence now at Strada's side. If Strada sees him, or unconsciously comes near him, that in truth I cannot fathom, but I believe to know him well enough. With courage, he will come to the conviction that self-enlightenment must come through pain. The will becomes companion to the one who bravely goes to meet what is to come, and fortified by hope's strength-giving stream, will boldly face the pain which knowledge brings. Hilary. My friend, I thank you for these occult words. I've heard them often. For the first time now I feel the secret meaning they contain. The cosmic ways are hard to penetrate, and I, dear friend, am called upon to wait until the Spirit shows me the direction, which is in keeping with my spirit sight. Both exit right. Capacius and Felix Balda enter from the left. The secretary shows them into the room. Secretary. I thought that Benedictus would return today. However, he is not yet back from his long journey. If you will try again tomorrow, you will surely find him here. Felix Balda. Then may we speak with our friend Hilary? Secretary. I'll go and tell him that you're waiting here. Exit Secretary. Felix Balda. Your vision is indeed significant. Could you repeat to me what you have said? One can't evaluate these things correctly unless they're grasped exactly in the spirit. Capacius. It was this morning. I could feel myself quite close to a true mystic's solemn mood, the senses silent, memory silent too, expecting only spirit happenings. At first appeared what I'm familiar with, but then the soul of Strada stood distinct before my spirit sight. He did not speak. It gave me time to measure my alertness, and soon I heard his words, completely clear. Stray not from the true mystic's solemn mood. as if from his soul depths the words resounded. Then he continued with great emphasis, "To strive for nothing, wait in peaceful stillness, one's inmost being filled with expectation, that is the mystic mood, and of itself it wakes, unsought amid the stream of life, and when the soul has strengthened itself rightly, in spirit search, imbued with powers of thought. This mood comes often in our quiet hours, in heat of action too, but then it wants the soul not to withdraw in thoughtlessness from gently viewing spirit happenings." Felix Balder, this speech sounds almost like an echoing of my own words, yet not quite what I meant. Capasius, on close consideration, one might find a meaning in full contrast to your words, and this interpretation is confirmed on pondering what he went on to say. Whoever wakes with artifice the mystic mood diverts himself only into himself. He weaves indeed before the realm of light the darkness of his self-indulgence. Whoever strives for this through mysticism destroys his spirit sight through mystic fancy. Felix Balder, this can be nothing else than my own words, reversed by Strader's spirit views, and then re-echoing in you as harmful error. Capasius, moreover, Strader's final words were these, "A man will never find the spirit world by wanting to unlock it through his seeking. Truth does not sound within the soul of him who through the years has only sought a mood." Philea appears, perceptible only to Capasius. Felix Balder shows by his attitude that he does not comprehend what follows. Philea, Capasius, if you will soon pay heed to what, unsought, in seeking, shows itself, the multicolored light will strengthen you and permeate you with its pictured essence, because the forces of your soul reveal it. What, then, your sun-filled self can radiate will be subdued by Saturn's ripened wisdom, and to your inner sight will be revealed what you can comprehend as earthly man. Then I myself shall lead you to the guardian, who at the spirit threshold keeps his watch. Felix Balder, out of spheres strange to me are sounding words whose tones do not create enlightening life, and so they are not fully real to me. Capasius, the admonition Philea gives to me shall lead me on, so that in coming times may be revealed to me as well in spirit what I as earthly man already find in my life's circle understandable. Curtain, the end of scene 13.